Zodiac, a symbol that now stands for terror,
has killed five and says he's going to kill again.
Psychopath.
Remember, investigators say there were unusually high levels of chloroform found in Casey Anthony's trunk.
And again, OJ appears to be holding a gun to his head.
Police won't confirm a newspaper report that Dahmer has confessed to murder and cannibalism.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
We are continuing here on the Joe and Alex Show, the unsolved case of Mara Murray. And coming up in a few minutes, we're going to want to hear from you. So be listening right now. We want to hear your thoughts and theories because this is different, Ashley, than most of the things that you bring in from Crime Stoppers of Central Indiana, where it's already happened. You know, the case is closed.
Yeah.
We don't necessarily have all the answers here. It's still unsolved. So we're going to want to hear from you too, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. But where do we leave off here with Mara Murray?
So she's had the accident. Her father and the locals believe that someone caused her harm. But what... her family knew some stuff that they weren't sharing with the public, and then they also didn't even know half of the stuff that was going on. So to back up a little bit, Mara's life wasn't what everyone thought it was. The real reason she left West Point, her dad tells everyone she left West Point because she wanted to pursue nursing at UMass. Really, she left West Point because she was caught stealing from literally Fort Knox. And
that sounds like a federal crime, right?
So she would have probably gotten expelled. But to avoid that, she just transferred to a new university.
Why would she steal? Was she on drugs? Was she poor? Like,
no,
what,
it was
what's
like $5 worth of makeup. It
what?
Was like...
So it was petty. It
girls
was a petty
gotta
crime.
Look good.
Yeah, yeah. So when she's at UMass, though, she gets in trouble again with the actual police because she stole someone's credit card number and was ordering obscene amounts of food. So the
same.
Me as a thief. So the police set up this sting, basically, where she orders like $80 worth of pizza to her dorm.
Whoa, girl.
We're
just
the party
just
at.
Her. And the police show up when she signs for it and basically confront her. She admits to having the credit card number, says she just found it. But they take a picture of her outside of her dorm room that I'm going to post on my Instagram because this is the first time you like actually can physically see another side of her. She doesn't even look like her normal self. She looks mean. And I mean, I can't describe it. You have to see the picture.
Okay, I'm going to repost you on our Instagram at Joe and Alex Show so you can follow Ashley and see the photo.
So she basically goes to all these court hearings, which her family never knows about. Not even her boyfriend knows she's doing this. She gets put on probation. And what they say is, as long as you stay out of trouble, this is going to drop off your record. But if you do something again, if you get in any trouble with the law, you're going to have a fraud conviction on your record.
Ooh, not good.
Not good. So if we fast forward to the weekend before she went missing, there's a strange incident on Friday the 6th where she is working and she works at the dorm room, basically just letting people in and out, checking their IDs. And her supervisor comes and Mara is crying, just like heaving. She can't talk. Her supervisor asks her what's wrong. And all she can say is my sister. And she can't get any more words out. Her supervisor knows she's in no condition to work and actually walks her back to her dorm room. And when police check later, her sister's like, yeah, we had a conversation earlier that night, but like very, very vanilla. Nothing crazy happened. I was talking about my boyfriend. No big deal. So she goes back, doesn't tell anyone why she's upset. And on Saturday the 7th, her dad comes to visit and he's coming to help buy her a new car, he says. He hops around to a bunch of ATMs and takes out $4,000 in cash. Like, why you wouldn't write a check? Beyond me. He tells people later that they identified a car. They found a car that they wanted to get her, but they were going to wait until the next weekend. Even though he had the cash, they found the car. They decided to wait. That night, they go to dinner with her friend. Then they go to a place to get alcohol. And she picks up some wine, drops her dad off at the hotel, and then he lets her take his brand new car after she just picked up alcohol and is going to a dorm party.
Something weird is going on here.
She goes to this dorm party, and anything, if you read the forums online, everyone thinks something happened at this dorm party because the
two...
Yeah,
maybe she was sexually assaulted or something and wanted to get away.
The two friends that are with her, even immediately afterwards, they say, oh, we don't remember who was at the party. We don't know what happened there. We can't remember anything.
Something weird happened.
Something happened. She leaves the party, and instead of going back to her dorm, she decides to go to her dad's hotel. And I assume it's to drop off the car. I can't think of anything else. On her way, she gets in an accident. and does $8,000 to $10,000 in damage to his brand new car.
Ooh. This girl is not good with cars. I'm just throwing it out there.
Not a great driver.
Two accidents so far. Okay.
So she doesn't get arrested, but they basically are going to cite her for driving recklessly, which she could be afraid is going to come back on her, right? Because she's on probation right now.
Oh, yeah.
So her dad now says that, you know, he told her it's going to be okay. The insurance will pay for it. I don't know about you guys. My dad would freak out if I was drunk driving and ruined his brand new car.
100%.
Probably be pissed, but maybe he's like, thank God my daughter's all right. Like, I would be mad too, but...
Yeah, so, and I don't know, and maybe this is looking back, you don't want to think that your reaction was the reason your daughter left.
Oh, of course.
Who knows? So he says it's going to be okay, we're going to get the paperwork. Fred goes home Sunday night, and it's actually Sunday night that Maura starts looking for rental properties. And she is searching, calling. There's also another search on her computer that's a little strange.
What?
She searches the effects of drinking alcohol while you're pregnant.
This girl had a crazy secret double life. I'm telling you what. What is going on, Miss Maura?
Pizza parties, pregnancy. What else is going on?
She must have been pregnant with six tuplets because she ordered $80 worth of pizza.
She was a hungry girl.
So she does all her research. She's up till 4 a.m, which is why she woke up late the next day and continues her research. Before that person sees her leave her dorm at 3:30, she packs up her entire dorm room in boxes. The stuff off the walls comes down.
Clearly, she was trying to leave.
That's what people think. But she took her school books with her, like she was going to continue studying and doing her homework. And she leaves a note on top of the boxes or an email, something alluding to the fact that she had found out that her boyfriend had been cheating on her. Which people say is another reason for her to leave. But
maybe that's what she saw at the party.
We find out years later that she had been having an affair with her assistant track coach the whole time.
I'm telling you what, this girl is more layered than an onion.
This is like a Lifetime movie right here.
So even though stuff's coming out that would make people believe that she ran away, her family still firmly believes that something bad happened to her. And in 2012... they might have gotten confirmation of that when a YouTuber posted a video basically claiming that he did something to Maura. And we have the video.
What?
It is the creepiest thing I've seen, you guys.
I don't know about this.
I didn't either. Okay, we will play the video next as we continue Murder Monday here on the Joe and Alex Show. Also, we're going to take your calls. If you've been listening along and you have a theory what the heck happened, call us now and you can listen to the third part. 317-239-1009. You can also tweet us, Joe and Alex Show, and let us know what you think here as we continue Murder Monday.